Idleman Unplugged is part of the Edify Podcast Network.
I want to see your face pass me by the crowds of people, the priest who sing your praise.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Idleman Unplugged. I am your host, Luke Duncan. As Westside Christian Fellowship prepares for a season of fasting and prayer, Pastor Shane reads you the introduction of his new book, 40 Days to Reset Your Life, Applying God's Wisdom for Physical and Spiritual Renewal. 40 Days to Reset Your Life is available in audio form on Audible, as well as Amazon Kindle, and free electronic or PDF formats at wcfav.org. We hope that you enjoy this segment of Idleman Unplugged.
A hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found.
I want to give you a little bit of background first. This book was monumental in that I wrote it over my sabbatical, number one. Number two is we wanted to make this book, this audiobook, a little bit different than other audiobooks where I'm not reading word for word, line for line, but I'm actually, when something is prompted in my heart, I want to speak to that issue. I want to elaborate. There's some bonus things in here that are not in the book. And that's why I love audio, is I can speak to you on certain areas or join with you in prayer. Let me just give you the disclaimer first. This book was written based on personal experience and observation, as well as many outside reputable resources. If professional assistance is needed, the services of a capable authority are recommended. The views expressed in this book should not replace professional medical advice. Readers should seek medical supervision before starting or altering a dietary plan, including fasting. Links to resources, articles, and videos are provided for ebook users. You'd have to be online for this feature to work. If you're reading the printed version of this book, which you're not, you're listening to the audio, then you would want to, even in this case, if you're wanting to access a lot of the links that I reference and mention in the book, you'll want to download the ebook version so that you can access those links. And neither the publisher nor the author assumes responsibility for errors or changes that occur after publication. Additionally, although books, articles, and videos are recommended, the author, me, doesn't necessarily agree with every view. So I'm going to recommend some good videos, some information, but some of these are from secular doctors. Some of these people believe differently than me, but I want you to eat the meat and throw out the bones. And the exact source of some of the quotes is unknown, but most of them are well known and used often in Christian literature. So let's talk about this area of a reset. What actually is a reset? And I'm going to give you the introduction, and this is really where you need to start. Unfortunately, a very high percentage of people quit a few weeks after beginning a new endeavor because the results they had hoped for take longer than planned. Amen? How many of us have quit a diet or an exercise program because it is taking longer than we had planned? So the first thing we need to learn is this: a diet will not help long-term. You can't make a short-term change and expect long-term results. So dieting doesn't work, but lifestyle changes do. And set your mind on the long haul, not on quick results. Therefore, hey, I haven't seen many results weight loss-wise in the last couple weeks. I'm going to keep moving forward because a lot of biological changes happen in your body. And you don't drop a lot of weight substantially if you're trying to lose weight, particularly fat, unless you fast, of course. So you just have to be patient and make these changes over the long haul. So although this book is focused primarily on building spiritual health, we shouldn't overlook physical health. In most cases, we can't neglect one and expect the other to flourish. For example, are you filled with love and joy when you keep caving into destructive habits? Are you excited to take care of your body when you keep falling short spiritually? Of course not. The spiritual and the physical are interwoven. If you don't believe me, as Joel, Becky, and Nick Thompson wrote in their book on mainly pastoral leadership, they said this: if you don't believe me, spend a week sleeping no more than 4 or 5 hours a night and eating nothing but junk food and see how it affects your walk with the Lord, your emotions, and your ability to handle life's problems. The physical definitely and deeply affects the spiritual. Now, I'm talking to those who can make choices. I know that some people listening might not be able to make certain choices because whether they're in a hospital home, disabled, I'm understanding your situation and God will just meet you right where you're at. But the vast majority of people can make changes. A spiritual reset. As a nation, it's clear that we are dying spiritually. Just look at the media choices that fill our homes, the sexual perversion that runs rampant, and the disdain for God that saturates every fabric of society. Not to mention the catastrophic legislation that is governing our nation. Do we really think that we can mock God in these areas and expect His blessings? No, we cannot. We must realize just how far we have drifted from Him and turn back. We need a spiritual reset. A physical reset. A few years ago, I challenged people with this statement when I released my book, Help, I'm Addicted. We are at the crossroads. Opiate and alcohol abuse are leaving a path of destruction in their wake. Obesity is skyrocketing and plaguing millions. It has now reached epidemic levels in children. That should break your heart. Cancer and heart disease are the number one killers in America. And on it goes, from nicotine to caffeine to food. As a society, we are out of control and we are addicted. Little has changed. If anything, we are worse off today. Sadly, most people spend the last decade or two of their lives dying rather than living, confined to homes, frequently hospitals, and depending on others. As a pastor visiting hospitals and hospital homes, I see firsthand the devastating and debilitating results of poor health choices. Sooner or later, these choices catch up to us. In the last two decades, the diet industry has tripled its gross annual income to approximately $60 billion, with a success rate of only 5 to 10%, depending on what study you read. Did you catch that? We spend $60 billion annually as a nation to receive a 5 to 10% return. Not very wise. Ironically, just before I released this book, a thought-provoking article was released titled, 44% of older millennials already have a chronic health condition. And here's what that means for their futures. Clearly, it's time for a physical reset as well as a spiritual reset. When I was in the fitness industry, I witnessed firsthand the devastating effects of everything from childhood obesity and diabetes to every diet-related disease imaginable. In many cases, kids as young as 10 years old were 40 or 50 pounds overweight. Parents, we are setting them up for failure before they even begin their life. Even if your kids are not overweight, the massive amount of sugar and junk food will eventually take its toll on their health. Sometimes you can't see what's going on the inside by just looking at the outside. And shouldn't we do more? Shouldn't there be a desire to get our families back in track in this area? Now, admittedly, there are those, again, like I said earlier, through no fault of their own, have a debilitating illness or a unique situation that prevents change. I'm assuming that the reader, in this case, the listener, understands that I'm talking to those who can make changes. Fasting and the farmer. Fasting is like a farmer who takes barren and rundown stretches of wilderness and works hard to transform it into a beautiful garden. One day, a pastor walks by and comments on the extraordinary beauty of the garden. The farmer replies, "Thank you, I did this all by myself." To that, the pastor responds, "Oh no, sir, you also had the Lord's help." The farmer shot back, "Well, all right then, the Lord did help, but you should have seen this place when he was managing it by himself." Now, we kind of chuckle, but that's true. The principle is profound. Health, like beauty, can flourish when the right environment is created. God gives us all the necessary ingredients, but it's up to us to steward His creation, and fasting is one such ingredient. The four support beams. As a result of everything I just mentioned, my focus will be on four support beams. Here's what I'm going to focus on. Nutrient-dense nutrition. What I mean by that is nutrient-dense food, not dead, high-calorie food that brings death to the body and not life. We're going to talk about restorative rest, which means deep rest where your body can heal. Minimizing stress. How do we do that? And building intimacy with God. The first part of this book builds with information, motivation, and application. And I talk a lot about fasting. Whereas the last two-thirds contain daily reflections. These daily reflections are portions of articles that I've written over the years. Their focus is mainly on intimacy with God, holiness, spiritual disciplines, and repentance. So in other words, the first half, we'll talk about fasting and health and get you motivated. The last two-thirds contain daily reflections, so you can read one reflection each day for 40 days, and that will help change not only your physical state because of your dietary changes, but also your mental and spiritual state because we're looking to God's word for strength and encouragement. So read one reflection a day and apply it until it becomes a habit. For those who may want to share the daily reflections or make copies, many can be found at ShaneEidelman.com. Simply type the title into the search bar and then click go. Now, to be clear, everything pales in comparison to our relationship with God. It holds everything together. Change begins when we stop doing and turn everything over to God. Let me say that again. True change begins when we stop doing in our own strength and turn everything over to God. Now, when we do that, obviously, we have to do some things. But there's a big difference between me forcing doors open and trying in my own strength instead of allowing God to work through me as I submit to His work and His will and His Spirit and then make choices that honor Him. Big difference. Admitting that we cannot change in our own strength is the first step in the right direction. We can do nothing without God. We must build our life on His foundation. Check out John 15:7. Motivational tips. Not surprisingly, a very high percentage of people quit a few weeks after beginning a health endeavor because the results they had hoped for take longer than what they had planned. Why are gym memberships skyrocketing in January, right around the first, and then plummeting by February? And people are not following through. They're highly motivated, but what happened? They set unrealistic goals. For this reason, this book is focused on the long haul, not the quick fix. It's designed to help maintain motivation during the process and beyond. Don't become impatient. Change takes time. So with that said, here are some helpful tips that will keep you going in the right direction. Your first tip is to highlight motivational quotes and inspirational facts as you read. Refer to them often. Motivation, like your body, needs constant fuel. Number two, your second tip is to listen to the videos and read the articles that are in the ebook. Also in the footnotes is where these are contained. As stated earlier, you must be online for this feature to work. If you're reading the printed version or listening here, my encouragement is to download the ebook in order to access a lot of links that might help you go in the right direction. Again, although I recommend resources, I don't necessarily agree with everything they say or promote. Eat the meat, throw out the bones. Your third tip is to educate yourself about the lost discipline of fasting. The difficulty of fasting proves the value of fasting. In early church history, fasting was considered one of the pillars of the Christian religion. When the church had spiritual power, fasting was an essential part of the faith. Fasting is not mere absence from food or from any other pleasure, but it is the absence with a purpose. Gordon Cove said that. So in other words, I'm giving this up for the purpose of seeking God. Some additional encouragement. For added encouragement on fasting, I included a recommended reading list in the back of the ebook. And then also my book, Feasting and Fasting, also answers many questions about fasting that aren't answered in this resource. And I included links also in the footnotes to certain articles and sermon links that will help. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel, Shane Eidelman on YouTube, and you'll receive weekly videos covering everything from nutrition to fasting to theology to Christian living. And then while there, scroll through some of the older videos and you'll find topics that might interest you. But keep in mind, there are highs and lows when fasting. 1 minute you're motivated and happy, and 10 minutes later you are sad and ready to quit. When this happens, ask yourself how you feel if you don't see this through and succeed. Kind of refocus on the goals that you made. Commitment and perseverance are vital to success. Attitude about life setbacks and not the setbacks themselves determine success or failure. Did you catch that? Attitude about life's setbacks and not the setbacks themselves determine success or failure. And throughout the book, I write about falling forward. Okay. How many of you need to hear that today? Falling forward. I'm not encouraging people to blow it. Instead, I'm offering hope. It's been well said that everyone we meet is facing a battle that we don't know anything about. Many reading this right now are no doubt facing such challenges. They need encouragement and grace to push through. That is my goal. If you're ready for a spiritual and physical reset, I'm ready to help. So let's get started. But first, let me mention that I just released, at the same time as this book, a booklet. Title is, Oh God, Would You Rend the Heavens? Understanding and Contending for a Genuine Spiritual Awakening. This resource is for those desiring a renewed passion for God. And if you read that book along with this book, I think it'll really help to spark those flames of revival in our own hearts personally. And hopefully that will spread to churches corporately and also to our nation and to our state. And we can just see God working again in a powerful way.
If you've enjoyed this episode of Eidelman Unplugged, be sure to check out the links in the description to get your copy of 40 Days to Reset Your Life, Applying God's Wisdom for Physical and Spiritual Renewal. You can download the book for Kindle on Amazon or for free in PDF or electronic format at wcfav.org. Again, my name is Luke Duncan, and I am your host of Idleman Unplugged. Thank you for listening to us today, and join us again on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Idleman Unplugged. For more information, visit us at ShaneIdleman.com. Again, that's ShaneIdleman.com.
This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's edifi.app.
El Paseo Publications proudly supports the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network. We are committed to quality and Christian publication. Free ebooks can be found at westsidechristianfellowship.org under free ebooks. Books such as What Works for Men and What Works for Young Adults will help readers understand that the obstacles ahead are never greater than God's power to take you through. Books such as What Works When Diets Don't and Feasting and Fasting demonstrate how health can be achieved from a biblical perspective. Other free books such as Answers for a Confused Church and Desperate for More of God show the importance of fully surrendering our lives to Christ. And One Nation Above God is a must read for anyone concerned about the direction of America. Again, free downloads of these ebooks are available at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We are happy about partnering with the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network.